Of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
It is another busy Friday night here in Northeast Kansas. The final night in January, the calendar about to flip another month, and we are coming down the home stretch of high school basketball in the area. Tonight's broadcast here on 103.9 KNZA. We are inside the Northeast Kansas League. Crucial league tilt tonight as the Horton Chargers play host to the Cyclones of Riverside. Good evening from Horton High School. I'm Brandon Salmon, Ray Penning, our studio producer here on KNZA. Hard to believe that these two teams played roughly just 48 hours ago. If you remember that first week of January where the disastrous winter storm came charging through, forcing a lot of postponements and cancellations. One of those postponements was the first meeting between these two at Riverside. Well, they finally got that postponement played on Wednesday night, and it was the Horton girls winning that matchup just 48 hours ago over the Cyclones, 51-39, and in the boys' tilt went down to the wire, but it was Riverside, a two-point win. A lot to be dissected as we get going here on another Friday night. Again, Brandon Tam and Ray Penning with you. We'll step aside for a 60-second timeout. Girls game is coming up. We got the starting lineups and the tip-off. Again, it's Horton hosting Riverside. Starting lineups for the girls game and the tip-off is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's e-bill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our doubleheader tonight, it's Horton hosting Riverside. Girls game moments away from tipping up. Here are tonight's starting lineups. Road team on the scoreboard, the Cyclones of Riverside and third-year head coach Craig Burns. Tonight they start like this. Ebony Alvarez, the 5'6 junior. Ella Whistler is a 5'9 junior. Nyla Duncan is a 5'3 junior. Tori Otega is a 5'6 freshman, and Kennedy Griffin, a 5'8 freshman, in the starting lineup as well. Craig Burns, year number three, a record of 49-14. Right now here in 24-25, a record of 4-8 and 3-4 in league play. Again, Alvarez, Whistler, Duncan, Otega, and Griffin. For second-year head coach Gary Sorensen and the Chargers trying to stay towards the top of the NEKL standings. They are 8-4 overall. And just a one-loss record in league play at 6-1. Kara Coversup is a junior. Carly Huckless is a senior. Another senior in Piper Chartier. Kansas Keough, a sophomore. And their leading scorer is a sophomore in Marlissa Banks, averaging 14 points per game. So, again, for Coach Sorensen and the Chargers of Horton, it is Coversup, Huckless, Chartier, Keough, and Banks. Again, 48 hours ago, these two teams played a make-up tilt. And it was the Chargers picking up the win. We got to step aside for the national anthem for a timeout. We're back with the tip-off right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The professionals at Kansas Insurance and Sabetha offer an educational approach to help you make informed decisions about your crop insurance. Farmers Mutual Hail gives them access to proprietary products like ECO Plus and RAMP. These products allow them to offer up to 95% protection of your APH on an optional unit basis, meaning one field could trigger loss. Stop in at 621 Main in Sabetha to find out more or call 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Horton Charger Band putting it together for the national anthem. Riverside at Horton here tonight. Double dip inside the Northeast Kansas League. Again, Ray Penning, studio producer, Brandon Tama with you. Cyclones under head coach Craig Burns, a record of 4-8. They're 3-4, tied for 6th right now in the league with ACCHS. Ebony Alvarez, Ella Whistler, Nyla Duncan, Tori Ortega, and Kennedy Griffin, the starting five for the Cyclones. Again, for the Chargers, a record of 8-4. They are 6-1 in league play, trying to stay up to pace with the undefeated Troy Trojans. Kara Coversup, Carly Huskwitz, Piper Chartier, Kansas Keough, and their leading scorer in Marlissa Banks. Road black uniforms for the Cyclones, the home white uniforms for the Chargers. Good crowd, good atmosphere on hand for this one here tonight. Thanks for hanging with us, and excited to bring it to you. It is Whistler jumping for Riverside. It is Huskwitz jumping for the Chargers. And it was an awkward throw up there by the official, so he blows the whistle. They'll re-tip it up, get this game going. Chargers, again, will go from right to left here in the first half. Cyclones from left to right. This time it's one, and tip back by the Cyclones to Nyla Duncan. She brings it into the front court from left to right. Zone defense to start here for the Chargers at home. This is a Cyclones team. They have struggled offensively throughout the course of the year, averaging just 36 points per game. They get a post touch. Whistler blocked inside. Good defense. And a rebound cleared away by Piper Chartier. Good defensive possession to open up for the Chargers. Chargers back now. First possession on offense. They average 44 points a game. They get a post touch. Shot up off the window. Second chance opportunity is no good. And finally cleared away by Ella Whistler. The offensive rebound and putback try was by Huskwitz, but couldn't get it to go. No score, 45 seconds in. Second offensive possession here, short corner right. Now Whistler at the elbow. Duncan tees up a long three, and she buried it. Nyla Duncan, a downtown right wing triple, and a 3-0 start here for the Cyclones on the road. Right side on the wing, Chargers at the basketball in Huskwitz. They reverse it left side to Banks. Baseline drive, working around Duncan, forced up a wild shot. It's on the floor off the miss. She goes down to her knees to get it, and she's quickly tied up in the possession. Is going to keep it on this end of the floor with the Chargers. So a 3-0 start here for Riverside. And no, I take that back. It is Riverside basketball. So the possession arrow was in the wrong direction. Now a timeout by the official on the far side of the floor. Now I think because they originally pointed the way of Riverside or Horton, excuse me. And yeah, they're going to rechange the call. So they had it right the first time, and it is after the tie-up, Horton basketball. All right, so a little confusion there by the officials, but we stop it and reset here. Chargers to throw it in. This is Piper Chartier, left side of her own backboard. They stack it up, left side, 1, 2, 3, 4. The opening play here for the Chargers on this inbound. They dump it in, good kick, left side, open for three as Hunt flits in and out. Banks diving in to get the rebound. She'll fade away. That shot is no good. So a couple of offensive rebounds, and now a steal by Banks. Gets it up the floor, missing another one at point-blank range. And now backside, it's Coversup who gets a chance. She missed a bunny and gets her own rebound. Goodness me, and now a foul. No, they're going to get a double dribble. Well, that was just a wild sequence. three shots at the rim for the Chargers, and they just could not get one to go. And the Cyclones avoid giving up a bucket there. Now Whistler diving in, blocked by, covers up, but they call the foul. Diving in from the free throw line, straight down the middle of the floor. Our first foul at 6:19 to go in the quarter. They get covers up. And that's going to put Ella Whistler at the line to shoot two. 5'9 junior Ella Whistler. She is averaging 6 points and over 7 rebounds a game. Trying to add to a 3-0 lead. Her first free throw gets the kind shooter's touch. She's in the books now with her first tally. Cyclones 4, Chargers nothing. It's 6:19 to go, first quarter. Spins it in the hands, dribbles once. That one no good. Fighting for the rebound, an offensive rebound for the freshman and Kennedy Griffin, and then she had it knocked away, and a steal for the Chargers, who then give it right back at midcourt. And now a double dribble is called, as it was Ortega who got it into the front court, so back-to-back turnovers there, one on each team, and both teams have two early turnovers. So still fighting through the first couple minutes here. The Cyclones again a 4-0 lead. Here's a drive, kicking up top here to covers up. Right side it goes to Chartier. Now short corner right. This is the sophomore, Kansas Keough. Works around the arc. Gets all the way inside, and she's called for a travel. Now both teams struggling with the possession here early. A 4-0 start here for the Cyclones, in which Horton again winning on Wednesday night when these two teams played at Riverside, 51-39. Here's Banks again. She'll tee it up. Her correction, that one. Duncan, wrong team. And it's another three by Nyla Duncan, and a 7-0 start for the Cyclones. They tried to get it up the floor quickly, did Horton, but it was tipped out of bounds by Whistler. So it will be Chartier to throw it in right side of her own backboard. It's a big game for the Chargers, trying to stay towards the top of the league standings. Banks will try to answer a three. She missed everything but backboard, and the rebound cleared away by the freshman Ortega. Cyclones off to a good start, trying to add with a deep three. It's put in by Ebony Alvarez. Already three threes here in the quarter, a 10-0 start for Riverside, and a timeout, Coach Sorensen. A hot offensive start. It's a 30, so we're going to keep it right here. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Nyla Duncan, 6 points, two threes. Ebony Alvarez, a triple as well. Ella Whistler, a 1-for-2 trip at the free throw line. And a 10-0 start for Riverside here on the road. As we look at the top four teams in this league right now, Troy undefeated at 7-0. Horton a game back at 6-1. Jeff County North, a one-loss team as well, but a couple games they haven't played yet. They are 4-1. And then Moore Hill Mount Academy also just one loss in the league as well. Those four teams to be out in front and playing, of course, for a league championship. Chargers out of the timeout. They get a good look from three. That one is high off the heel, tipped out of bounds, and it goes back to Riverside. A good look straight away by Huntless, but couldn't put it down. So a 10-0 start here for Riverside. We are now 3 minutes into this game. They tried to dump it into Whistler. It was a bad pass and a steal. Turnover by Riverside. Here is Banks driving in transition, missing another close one. And that's going to be a foul on the rebound attempt by Kansas Keough. That's about four bunnies at the rim that the Chargers have missed here in the first 3 minutes and change. The run continues now as we're 4:50 and counting opening quarter. 10-0 our score. Here's Kennedy Griffin at the free throw line. Gets by a defender. A lot of contact there. She lost the handle. Looked to be a shot and a rebound for Keough. Chargers trying to get on the board for the first time in this game. Covers up. Left side on the wing. Up top it goes. The top list. Right side pass on the wing to Keough. Works it back top of the key. Now waving Banks through. Keough on the dribble. Working. Spinning. Kicking left. Now back up top it goes to Baldwin. Or correction, that was Chartier with the basketball. Now Keough puts it on the dribble. Left side kick, backing up, thought about a three. Instead, Keough on the wing, driving in, splitting two, layup, no. Another close one missed, and a rebound by Ortega. 10-0 still, we're halfway in, trying to add with another three. Not this time, tipped around into the hand of Kara Covers Up. Coach Sorensen saying, let's slow it down, run some offense here. 3:50, clock moving first quarter, 10-0, the Cyclones in front. Chargers, again, averaging 44 points per game on the year. They go inside, the covers up, lost it, tipped out of bounds. Good defense and double team there by Whistler and Ortega, and that's going to be Charger basketball. And our first sub of the game, Trinity Jackson, a 5'5 junior guard, is in and replacing the freshman in Ortega for Riverside. Here's Banks, top of the key on the inbounds. Ball faking, puts it on the dribble left, stops on the wing, now goes back up top to Chartier. Right side pass, Hutzlitz was open, turned down an open three, now covers up top of the key. Nice ball fake, driving all the way to the rack, and they call a late whistle, and I emphasize late. It looked like a good block, but they're going to get a Riverside foul here, and they get this one on Trinity Jackson, who just checked in, and Kara covers up to the free throw line to try to get the Chargers finally on the board. First free throw is good. Chargers finally in the books at 3:24 to go in the opening quarter, now down 10-1. And the second free throw hits the heel, Jackson the rebound. So a 1-for-2 trip there for covers up. Here is Jackson into the front court. Her pass taken away. Another turnover. Four turnovers now by Riverside. In transition, missing another layup. Second chance up, no, and then a foul. It was an offensive rebound by Hutzlitz. She is going to go to the free throw line to try to add to this singular point that the Chargers currently have. And they get Griffin, the freshman, with the foul. Second team foul. First free throw hits high off the heel. Strong, no good. A senior in Carly Hutzlitz, averaging 9 points and nearly 7 rebounds a game for the Chargers. JoJo Switch, a junior, is checked in. And also on the floor, a sophomore and Bobby Becker for the Chargers. 3:09 to go in the opening quarter. A 10-1 start here for the Cyclones. Second free throw hits the rim twice, falls off, and Riverside gets the rebound with Kennedy Griffin. 9-point lead. Chargers have yet to make a field goal. Jackson's pass knocked away. She's turned it over in back-to-back possession for Riverside. Casual with it, Marlissa Banks into the front court, guarded by Duncan. Man-to-man here for the Cyclones. Left side pass, Chartier trying to dump one inside, and that one's taken away, and then a foul on Chartier. That is what we call a frustration foul. That'll be the third team foul against the Chargers. 2:44 left, opening quarter. A 10-1 start here for the Cyclones on the road. These two teams played 48 hours ago at Riverside, and the Chargers won that game by 12, but it is a different scenario here early on in this second matchup in as many days. Here's Trinity Jackson, nice ball fake, stepping left, lazy pass, she turns it over again, third straight Trinity Jackson turnover, trying to skip it from near side to far side, and it was picked off like a DB in the secondary. In between the rings out high, this is Huntless, right side to Banks, driving on Duncan. Duncan backs around into the right side corner, still trying to go one-on-one, and a five-count call. Duncan forcing a turnover with great man-to-man defense there. 11 combined turnovers between these two teams, not even 6 minutes in. Kansas Keough back onto the floor. She replaces Piper Chartier for the Chargers. Cyclones 10, Chargers 1, 2:07 to go first quarter. Here's Duncan, medium pace, down the middle of the floor, into the front court. Left side pass, it goes. That is to Ortega. Back to Duncan up top, working right around the wing. Stops there. Now Jackson back to Duncan. They want the free throw line. Another lazy pass and another steal. This is Keough at it. Ripped away, and it's going to be a tie-up inside. Duncan's great defensive effort again, forcing another turnover by the Chargers. Boy, Nyla Duncan, incredible defensive play here over the last two possessions, forcing back-to-back Charger turnovers. Down to 1:37 to go in the frame. Still 10-1 our score. Here's Whistler. Jackson along two. It is an air ball. Shot it way too strong. Tipped out of bounds. And it looks like they're going to say it was last touched by JoJo Switch. Put the hands to the head in disbelief. Didn't think it was last off her hands, but the official says otherwise. Macy Mears is now into the game, a 5'5 freshman for the Cyclones. Just south of 90 seconds, that pass tips near midcourt, chased down by Jackson. Riverside avoiding a turnover. Now Whistler, short corner right. Closed out, good defense by Hutzlitz. Gets by Hutzlitz, and then is bumped and fouled. That's going to be Hutzlitz, her first team foul, number four. Now 1:19 to go. The Chargers, again, have yet to score a field goal. Whistler at the elbow, thought about it. Right side pass, a three on the way. That one's well off the target. And the backside rebound by JoJo Switch. Trying to get it up the floor quickly. Too much air under that pass, and another Chargers turnover. Both these teams having issues with the basketball in their hands early on in this game. So seven turnovers here in the first quarter for the Chargers, and seven turnovers as well for the Cyclones. 10-1 Riverside at a minute to go in this opening frame. Left side pass, it goes. This is Ortega with the basketball. Picks it up on the left wing. Up top it goes to Jackson. Right side Whistler on the wing. Holds it high, not using the dribble. Ortega again puts it on the dribble. Free throw line jump shot on the way. Hit nothing but backboard. Tipped into the hands to Kansas Keough and the Chargers. Final 40 seconds here in this opening frame. Chargers have one free throw to their credit on the scoreboard. They're down 10-1. Here is Switch. Left side on the wing. Thought about a deep two. Turning it down. Now right side it goes to Chartier. Here's Keough over the top. Good entry pass. Covers up. Blocked and taken away. Might have been a turnover, but they're going to call it a shot. Whistler the rebound. 18 seconds now for the Cyclones. This is Mears, who just checked in with the basketball. Left side to Griffin. Now they get it to Whistler. At the elbow. Thought about it. 8 seconds to work. Now trapped in a double team. Gets it back up top with 4 seconds to go. Trinity Jackson has to do something with it. Good defense by the Chargers. A shot will count if it goes, and it's missed from the right wing by Mears, and that takes us to the end of the first quarter. A lot of turnovers, and for the Chargers, nothing doing on offense. Just one free throw to their credit. And on the road here in Northeast Kansas League play, girls contest through 8 minutes, Riverside 10 and Horton 1. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
Specialized healthcare services. Look no further than Sabetha Community Hospital's outpatient clinic. We offer a wide range of specialties right here in your local community. From dermatology to pain management to cardiology, you can access top-notch care without having to travel to the city. Call 785-284-1552 for more information or visit our website at sabethahospital.com. We're committed to keeping quality healthcare close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic. Your health, our priority.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Second quarter action just underway, and inside, quick entry pass that covers up. She is bumped and fouled 8 seconds into the quarter, and covers up will go to the line for a second time here in the first half, trying to get something going for the Chargers offense. The Cyclones leading it 10-1. Cyclones hit three threes in the first quarter, and that one hit the rim about 4 or 5 times and finally nestled its way home. Make it 10-2, covers up the 2 points for the Chargers. Her second is perfect. So it's now 10-3, and they show a little bit of press and stopping in transition for a long two from the right wing is well off the mark. Rebound backside for Hufflitz and the Chargers, who are out rebounding the Cyclones right now in the first half. And now Duncan comes away with a steal. Another turnover by the Chargers. They get it up the floor. Shot no good, but a foul is going to put Riverside's Trinity Jackson at the line for a pair. Boy, Duncan's defense phenomenal here in the first half, forcing a bevy of turnovers. The foul is on Marlissa Banks, her first. This will be Jackson at the line to shoot two. 5'5 junior guard, first freebie, is a little bit too strong, no good. Cyclones now 1-for-3 at the line in this first half. And the Chargers are 3-of-6 at the line. Cyclones with a 7-point lead. It's 10-3, trying to add to it. She missed them both. Rebound Keough for the Chargers. 30 seconds into the second quarter. 10-3 our score. Both these teams play good defense, but the offense very inconsistent to this point in the year. Here's Keough, top of the key, backing out in between the rings out high. Left side to Banks. Ball faking, driving to the rack. Rejected by Whistler. And Duncan chases it down in the corner. Defense, the story for the Cyclones here early. Banks stopping, kicking left. Or that was Duncan kicking left, beg your pardon. That one was halfway down and out by Jackson. Another Keough rebound. 10-3 our score. Just over a minute into this second quarter. Chargers have still yet to make a shot that wasn't a free throw. Here is Banks up top with it. Again, guarded by Duncan. Two of the better guards at another turnover. This time a double dribble is called. And not really forced there by Duncan. Her presence certainly an issue for these perimeter guards for the Chargers. And it's now 9 turnovers here in the first half by Horton. They trail 10-3. 6:35 to go in this first half. Whistler, free throw line, going by, covers up, shot up. Might have been partially blocked in a backside rebound. It is brought in by Hufflitz. So, again, both teams have played really good defense and have forced a lot of tough shots here in this first half. Covers up, top of the key. Now Banks a touch on the wing left. Covers up. Now Keough, top of the key with it. On the dribble. Now Banks firing a three and rattling in a three. And finally, Marlissa Banks is in the books, and the first field goal makes it 10-6. Quickly up the floor, Aaron shot. Whistler, the offensive rebounder. Second chance is no good, fighting for it, and then covers up, finally getting it back. And now we get a whistle and a foul. A couple bodies tangled up underneath the bucket. And Whistler going straight to the official, so it looks like they're going to call the foul on Ella Whistler there. First foul on Riverside in quarter number two. So it took roughly 10 minutes of game time before the Chargers knocked in their first field goal. And they're only down 4 points. It's 10-6. Covers up on the block. Turning, firing. She's bumped and fouled. And covers up, going back to the line to shoot a pair. It's going to be her third trip already to the free throw line here in the first half. And quickly, another one on Ella Whistler. That's going to be her second team foul. Number 3 already in the quarter, and the first free throw by covers up is right through there. She's now 4-for-5 at the line, and has gotten her team to within 3. It is 10-7, a 6-0 start to the quarter here for the Chargers, and perfect again is covers up at the line. Now they show a little press here, Keough. Guarding Duncan near sideline, and they bump and a foul. Keough a little bit aggressive there. Second foul on the Chargers. Second foul on Keough as well. So the Chargers back off the press here, at least on this possession. They have scored the first 7 points here in the second quarter. Another lazy pass covers up a steal. Just read it beautifully in the paint. Now the Chargers, a 2 would tie it. A 3 would give them the lead. Going inside, good entry pass. Shot up, no good. Backside rebound for the Cyclones in Ortega. Her third rebound here in the first half. Not quite 3 minutes into this second period. Here's Ebony Alvarez. Now Duncan, guarded by Banks. Had it knocked away. They get the bump on Banks, and that's a foul, which is going to be number 2 on her. Not even 3 minutes into this second quarter. Both teams already racking up multiple fouls. As Alvarez will throw it in far side of the floor and just hands it right into Nyla Duncan. And Alvarez wasn't ready for that pass in the corner, just whistled by her shoulder and out of bounds. That is unforced on the turnover. Another sub coming back in. Macy Mears into the game for Riverside. We're 3 minutes in to this second quarter. A 7-0 start here for the Chargers. They were down 10-1 at the end of one, now within 10-8. So we have flipped the script on how these two quarters have played to this point. There's a blocked shot out of bounds as Uplist thought she was fouled. The official says no, but the Chargers keep the possession. Here's Chartier to throw it in, right side of her own backboard, looking left, now right to Banks on the wing. Dumps it to Chartier in the corner. Puts it on the dribble twice, gets it up to Keogh here up top. Now Banks will try a deep three. It hits strong off the heel, and now able to get her own rebound and save the possession. Good extra effort by Banks to keep that possession alive. 4.5 minutes left until halftime. A 10-8 score. Both teams, a lot of turnovers and not much offense. Here's covers up inside, spins it up and in through a couple defenders. 7 points for Kara covers up. She leads all scores and a 10-10 tie, a 9-0 start here for the Chargers. And we're down 10-1 at the end of one, a 10-10 tie now at 4 minutes to go in the half. And there's another foul. A couple of white jerseys in the mix there around Whistler at the free throw line. And they get Chartier with her second. So Chartier, Keogh, and Banks, each with two fouls right now for the Chargers. This is Griffin to throw it in. Does so to Mears. Back up top it goes to Ortega. Long two from the right wing. Nearly got it to go. Covers up strong for the rebound and able to outlet far side of the floor. Riverside backing off that pressure a little bit. Here's Chartier. Covers up. Posting. Putting one up. She's eating alive. Down low right now. Kara covers up. Back-to-back bucket. And she's got 9, and the Chargers have their first lead at 12-10. 11-0 start and a whistle and a timeout by Craig Burns and Riverside. It is going to be a 30. We'll keep it right here. Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Ray Penning, our studio producer, Brandon Tamma with you. So two completely different quarters, at least to this point, just roughly about the halfway point in quarter number two. Chargers had one free throw made in the first quarter. They were down 10-1, but they have rattled off the first 11 points here in quarter number two and have their first lead over the Cyclones at 12-10. 9 for Kara covers up. Marlissa Banks with 3, the scoring for the Chargers. Nyla Duncan, 6 on a couple of threes for Riverside. Ebony Alvarez also a 3 as well. Ella Whistler with 1 point. In the books. Chargers showing a full court press here out of the timeout. Riverside with it, trailing for the first time at 12-10. Griffin, the freshman, throwing it in. And they get it into the backcourt here. Now Duncan setting up the offense. Looking back to her head coach, Craig Burns. Looking for win number 50 in his career here at Riverside. Duncan driving, shooting, and hitting from the free throw line. 8 points for Nyla Duncan. A smooth free throw line jumper, and it's a 12-12 tie. Here is Bobby Becker and a illegal screen away from the ball. And a turnover by the Chargers. See who they get this one on. And that's going to be Chartier's third foul. So the foul trouble is a little bit of an issue right now. Now the officials correcting something at the scorer's table. Stop the play for a second, and Banks, who just came out, quickly has to come back in, as Chartier now might sit the rest of this 3-12 with 3 fouls. So big loss both ends of the floor for the Chargers. We're tied at 12, an 11-0 run right now for Horton in the second quarter. Here is Duncan with it, leading the Cyclones in scoring right now. Dumped it into the corner. There's a reach-in foul. That's on Keogh. That's going to be her third. Waiting to see. It is. So Keogh joining Chartier with 3 personal fouls here. Still 3 minutes to go until halftime, and that's bonus time as Ortega is going to go to the line. And her first free throw is no good. 5'6 freshman Tori Ortega, 7 points per game. She has not scored in this one, but has collected 3 rebounds. Trying to break a 12 all tie just south of 3 minutes to go in the half for Freebie. Hits the heel, falls off. Fighting for the rebound as covers up and Whistler, and it's a tie up, and possession arrow is going to keep it here with Riverside. How about the start for covers up? 9 points and 5 rebounds here in the first half. 12-12 tie. Another floater That was way off the mark by Duncan, and another tie up on the floor is going to give it back to the Cyclones this time. 2:50 left in this first half, a 12-12 tie, and here's Chartier right back into the game replacing Keough. Both of those two have three fouls. So certainly Chartier is probably told by head coach Gary Sorensen, look, you got to be careful. Covers up at the free throw line, puts it on the dribble left, kicks it to the wing. That's JoJo Switch, gets it right back, holding it high above her head. Telling Banks to come get it, does so. Now right side, Chartier, entry pass, four covers up, too strong, out of bounds. And the Chargers turn it over again. Chargers had seven turnovers in the first quarter, four turnovers here in quarter number two. 2:25 left in this first half. Cyclones with the ball, 12-12 tie. Chargers still on an 11-0 run, trying to break it, shot up and good, or 11-2 run, I should say, and that bucket from the free throw line was good by the freshman, Kennedy Griffin. Her first points, breaks the tie, it's 14-12. Chargers with the basketball, Banks over to Switch, on the wing left, covers up diving, another errant pass, another turnover and takeaway. 3-on-2 break, nicely done, layup, no good, the bunny was missed. And a rebound for Chartier. Now trying to launch it up the floor, and another turnover. Goodness. Here's Duncan bouncing it. Nicely done. Ortega this time puts it up and in. 16-12 Riverside. 1:35 to go until halftime. Beautifully executed two-on-one break. Trying to find Switch inside. Griffin, the freshman, fronting and forcing another turnover. Here's Ortega, coast to coast. Layup good. Tori Ortega, back-to-back deuces. She's got four. And it's an 18-12 Riverside lead. It's been a game of runs all this half and a timeout on the floor. It is a 30, so we're going to keep it right here. Riverside on the road, leading Horton in the girls' game. Late first half, 18-12. Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowcell.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Ray Penning, studio producer tonight. I'm Brandon Tadman here at Horton High School, not too far from our studios next to Hiawatha. And again, this has been a game of runs as Riverside led 10-1. At the end of the first quarter, Horton scored the first 11 points of the second quarter, led it 12-10. And now an 8-0 run by the Cyclones have them in front 18-12. Just a minute 17 to go in the half. Out of the timeout, Riverside was showing a little bit of pressure, but they back off. Here's Chartier, heavy into the front court. Dumping a pass to Switch, nearly lost it, hands it off to Banks, driving baseline, spinning, getting to the rack. Marlissa Banks, a smooth move inside, and she's got five. That stops the 8-0 run, 18-14. Here is Jackson, a three, nothing but net, Trinity Jackson. That is four threes in the first half for the Cyclones, and their lead is a touchdown at 21-14. Just 45 seconds left. Here's Switch up top, left side it goes to Becker. Now covers up at the free throw line. Little give and go. Becker shot. No. Hit strong off the heel. Rebound Ortega. And now 30 seconds. Riverside can play for the final shot if they'd like. Free throw line jump shot. Hits the rim twice. Falls off. Tips into the hands of JoJo Switch. And now Horton can play for the final shot with 20 seconds left. Jackson playing good defense. Bumped at midcourt on Chartier. And they get Jackson with her second foul. That's the final foul to give for Riverside, their fourth here in the quarter, as Huffless comes back into the game for the Chargers, replacing Covers Up, who has been very strong in this first half with 9 points and five rebounds. This will be Chartier to throw it in, near side, right at midcourt. 21-14, Riverside leading on the road. Troy, the only undefeated team right now in the league. But the Chargers only have one loss. Here's Switch, 12 seconds left. Now Banks. Oh, nobody looking. Another turnover. Here is Jackson. She'll go coast to coast. Hangs and misses a bunny. Rebound Chartier. Just 2 seconds left. They're not going to get anything up, and that'll take us to halftime. A lot of turnovers, a lot of missed bunnies, a game of multiple runs, and right now at the half, it is Riverside 21 and the Chargers 14. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Find them online, highlandcc.edu. It's a football score here at the half, 21-14, and we're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Savetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased now through February 28, 2025. Contact Berwick Co-op Oil for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply, and don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Proven durability, powered locally.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, certainly a game of runs, a lot of turnovers, a lot of missed bunnies. And at the end of the first half here in our girls' game tonight, it is Riverside on the road leading Horton 21-14. Ray Pinning in studio. I'm Brandon Salmon. Thanks for hanging with us here tonight. This is a crucial game for Horton when you look at the league standings. Troy right now, the only unbeaten team left in league play. And then you got three teams with one league loss, Horton being one at 6-1. Jefferson County North and Morehill Mount Academy, the defending champs, also one loss apiece in league play. It appears to be those four teams right now battling with about 3 weeks left in the regular season. But Riverside came out, scored 10 points in the first quarter. They led the game 10-1 at the end of one. Horton didn't get their first field goal until about 10 minutes in of game time. A three by Marlissa Banks finally got that goose egg off the board. The Chargers went on an 11-0 run to begin quarter number two, had a 12-10 lead, and then an 8-0 run after that by Riverside gave them the lead right back, and ultimately ending up on 21-14 here at the half. let's get you some of the stats in this first half. We'll start again with the winning team, or at least the team in front, and that is Riverside. A little more balanced in the scoring department. Nyla Duncan, a couple of first quarter threes. She had 8 points to lead the charge in the first half. 4 points from the freshman Tori Ortega. 3 points apiece from Trinity Jackson and Ebony Alvarez. They also got 2 points from the freshman Kennedy Griffin. Scoring for Horton, just 2. Kara covers up with 9, and Marlissa Banks with 5. Some of the other team numbers in the first half. Turnovers were an issue, more so for Horton. They had 15 first-half turnovers. Riverside, 9 turnovers in the first half. Chargers dominating the glass. They're out-rebounding the Cyclones, 21-12. Cyclones are 1 of 6 from the free throw line. The Chargers are 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Cyclones have hit 4 threes, Chargers just 1 from behind the arc. Stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Armour, Michelle Callison, or any K Tax Services in Whiting. That is with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Again, our girls' halftime score, Riverside on the road, leading the Horton Chargers 21-14. A 3-minute timeout, and your second half action is after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sabetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sabetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets meat satisfaction.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. Prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Thanks again to Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor here on KNZA. Girls game here at Horton tonight. Road team Cyclones of Riverside, a 21-14 lead as we get set to start the third quarter. Cyclones led 10-1 after one, but then the Chargers came back with an 11-0 spurt to start quarter number two. And then after that, it was the Cyclones that ended the first half on an 11-2 run. A lot of turnovers, game of runs, a lot of missed bunnies, and a lot of fouls. It's kind of the theme and description of the first half here. Here we go. We switch sides of the floor. Cyclones now from right to left. Opening possession on offense in the third quarter. Both teams going with the starters, and we are underway. Right side pass, Ortega has it on the wing. Zone defense right now for the Chargers with Banks up top of it. Left side now, it is Ebony Alvarez. Puts it on the dribble, cut off. Good defense by Chartier. Chartier and Keough for the Chargers. Both with 3 fouls, and Riverside turns it over right out the gate. Nice defensive play by Keough to get the steal. First offensive possession here for the Chargers, now going from left to right. Tips out of the hands of Becker, or I should say that was Huffless, and then picked up by Covers up near midcourt. They reset. 40 seconds into the third quarter. 21-14 is our score, and both teams turning it over. Well, about right on cue. Just the pass thrown to the right wing. Nobody was there. Out of bounds into the Charger bench, and now another opportunity for Riverside to build on what is a 7-point lead early in the third. 21-14 to be exact. Here is Duncan with it. Angles left. Goes that way to Alvarez. Gets it right back to Alvarez. Driving. Tough shot. A lot of contact. No call. And a rebound for Covers Up. Now 6 rebounds in the game for the junior post. And Kara Covers Up. 6:45 to go, third quarter. Covers Up, knocked away, and a foul on the floor. And I think they're going to get Covers Up with an offensive foul with a little extension on the elbow there, and that's going to be an offensive foul and a turnover. So 2 turnovers on their first 2 possessions to start the second half for the Chargers. Still looking for our first points here in quarter number 3. Cyclones leading 21-14. Here is Ortega, right side on the wing. Still a zone defense right now for the Chargers. Both these teams are very good defensively, giving up less than 40 points per game, and it has been low scoring here in this one. Here's Whistler. That is Griffin from the free throw line. She dives right in, gets past 2 defenders, and gets a left-handed layup to fall. 23-14, Riverside by 9. Ties their largest lead of the game. Here is Banks for 3. Front rim, no. Nearly got a second bounce in there, but a backside rebound by the freshman and Griffin. Here is Duncan, right side Ortega, cut off by Keough. Good defense in the corner and a whistle. And I think they call 3-second in the lane on a Whistler. That's a Riverside turnover. So both teams, 2 early turnovers. A lone basket by Kennedy Griffin. And the Cyclones lead here in the third quarter is 23-14. Here's Covers Up, right side on the wing. Up top it goes. Now into the hands of Huffless. Here's a baseline drive, cut off, back up top, Chartier. She'll ball fake, drive right, Keough, open from 3, it's an air ball, and saving it. Good job underneath by Huffless to keep it alive. Second chance, here's a 3 from the right wing, that one is short. This time cleared away by Ortega, her 5th rebound. Now Duncan, a little stop and pop. It was open, but couldn't hit from the left elbow, and that's cleared away by Huffless, who now has 6 rebounds in the game. 23-14, Riverside, not quite 3 minutes into the third. Straight up top, a 3 on the way, hits high off the heel by Huffless, and fighting for the rebound is Whistler, and boy, Keough might have took an elbow there, but she's up and running back the other way. Here's Ebony Alvarez, backed up into the corner, has a low dribble, had it knocked away, out of bounds, last touch by Chartier. 4:57 to go, third quarter. Riverside 23, Horton 14. Talked about the importance of this game for the Chargers to stay just 1 game back at Troy in the league standing. Here's a shot blocked by Covers Up inside. Whistler got good positioning underneath, snuck it right into her, and Whistler's going to go to the line to shoot 2. So Covers Up, along with Chartier and Keough, all now with 3 fouls each. First free throws on either side in the second half. Whistler, just 1 point. She was 1-2 at the line in the first half, and she knocked down the first tier and has now 2 points to go along with 5 rebounds. Makes it 24-14. It's the largest lead now for the Cyclones, and again, they are off to an early start here in quarter number 3. Second free throw, no. JoJo Switch able to rip that rebound away. He just checked in. Well, the Chargers dominated the rebounding in the first half. Also probably dominated on missed bunnies. There's JoJo Switch inside, missing a shot. It's still on the floor. Finally picked up by Duncan and Riverside. Here's Duncan, a little hesitation. Whistler up top, closed out by Switch. Now quickly doubled by Banks and Switch. They reverse it right side to Griffin, who had it short corner right. Now they skip it to Whistler. Tough shot, and she's fouled. So Whistler being aggressive here early on in this third quarter, trying to add to this lead, and the foul is on Huckless, who now has two. 4:20 to go in this third quarter. A 10-point lead right now for Riverside. And the struggles on offense continuing here for the Chargers. Whistler, her third trip to the line tonight, and that first one is a little bit short, no good. So now 2 for 5 at the stripe. Cyclones in the first half, they were just 1 of 6, so they are not helping their cause. Even though they lead it by 10, it could be by quite a few more because they have missed a heavy dose of free throws, and on cue they miss another with Switch grabbing the rebound. A 24-14 Riverside lead about the halfway mark of this third quarter of play. Struggles offensively continuing for both teams, more specifically for the Chargers. Here is Banks setting up a right side three, nothing but net. First points in the second half go to Marlissa Banks for the Chargers, and there's another tough drive, another foul. More free throws for the Cyclones. So Riverside being really aggressive here, attacking the rack, and they get it on Kansas Keough, and that is her fourth foul. And this is going to be Ebony Alvarez at the line. Her first opportunity at the stripe. She hit a three in the first quarter. Not scored since, but she does score now with her first free throw, knocking it home. So Chartier checks back in. So the foul trouble, Keough with 4, Chartier with 3, and covers up also with 3. He's currently on the bench. Second free throw is good. So Alvarez connects on both free throws and has 5 points in the game and a timeout on the floor. Largest lead, or I should say not the largest lead, but close to it. The 30-second timeout by Riverside. It's 26-17. Cyclones in front. They led 10-1 at the end of the first quarter. Horton had an 11-0 run to start the second quarter. Riverside closed the second quarter on an 11-2 run and led it 21-14 at the half. And right now leading it 26-17. Riverside right now 8 from Nyla Duncan to lead the way. They also got 5 from the junior in Ebony Alvarez, and then 4 apiece from a couple of freshmen, Tori Ortega and also Kennedy Griffin. Chargers scoring 9 for covers up, 8 for Marlissa Banks. That's it. Those two have the lone 17 points right now for Horton, who trail it by 9 out of the timeout. 3:54 left in this third. And Riverside showing a little bit of pressure here in the full court. But they launch it up to midcourt to Switch, who was wide open. She gets it into the front court, and now Banks has it up top. Thought about a deep three, closed out by Duncan. Here's a hard drive left wing all the way up and to the rack, and in for two is Carly Huckless. So finally someone besides covers up, and Banks is in the books for the Chargers. They are within 26-19. 3.5 minutes to go. Here is Griffin inside. Do they get the foul? Thought it was going to be a tie-up, but more free throws coming up. I think that's the last foul to give for the Chargers here. And now Huckless has 3 fouls. Goodness. So Keough with 4 fouls, covers up Huckless and Chartier. Now all with 3. Still 3.5 minutes to go. The first free throw by Kennedy Griffin is a little bit short. No good. Griffin, 4 points, 3 rebounds tonight. Her second free throw, and jumping in early was Ebony Alvarez. It was no good anyways. But an 0-for-2 trip there, and it stays a 7-point game with 3:28 to go in the third. They launch it. It's up to midcourt. Here is Switch. Hands it off to Banks, left wing, in transition, shooting a 3, nearly banked it in. Offensive rebound on the backside. It's stuck up and in by Piper Chartier. Her first points makes it a 5-point game at 26-21. Here's Whistler. Elbow jump shot. Might have been partially blocked. Got her own rebound and another foul. So following her shot off the miss was Whistler, and she's going to shoot 2 more free throws. And now 4 fouls on Carly Huckless. Goodness me. This is a problem for the Chargers now. Still 3 minutes and 7 seconds to go. Fortunate the free throws have been an issue for the Cyclones tonight. As Whistler a little bit short on the first attempt. Covers up his back in. And again, Hupless now on the bench with four fouls. Still a lot of time in this game. Second free throw, no good. And JoJo Switch, another strong rebound on the backside. Switch, good minutes off the bench. Has not scored, but does have five rebounds. A lot of rebounds between these two in this game. And another offensive foul away from the ball inside. And they get Switch with an illegal screen. 26-21 Riverside. They get the possession back with 2:50 to go in the third. Here's Duncan working on the dribble, and she double dribbled with it. A lot of turnovers in this game. So Riverside giving that one away. Chargers get it back down five, south of 3 minutes to go in the third, but the Chargers have heavy foul trouble issues. Here's Banks, dumps it inside. Very difficult pass. It's still on the floor and taken away. Another Charger turnover. Duncan wants to push the pace. They don't have numbers. Gets to the elbow. Kicks it out to Whistler. Nice ball fake. Works around a screen. Up top. Here's the three by Jackson. Nothing but net for Trinity Jackson. That's her second three tonight. Gets it back to an 8-point Cyclones lead at 29-21. 2:20 to go in the third. Here's a drive. Chartier to the rack. Missed the shot. Covers up. Offensive rebound. And she's fouled on the putback attempt. The first foul on Riverside here in the third quarter. And it's Kennedy Griffin's second personal. Chargers have already committed all the fouls they can. Riverside's in the bonus the rest of the quarter. First free throw by covers up is good. And the first player in double figures with 10. And she is now 6-for-7 at the line tonight. Beauty on the second, rattled it home. 11 in the game for Kara covers up, and it's 29-23 Cyclones. 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Chargers step back into that zone defense. Whistler far side corner. Now on the wing, it's Alvarez. Up top to Griffin. Holding left hip. Now Whistler right side. Now Alvarez in the corner for three. It's an air ball. Backside rebound for Horton. Now it's going to be a foul as Riverside got a little antsy trying to take it away from Bobby Becker. And the second foul in the quarter on Riverside, and that one going against, see who they called that one on. And they called it on Griffin, and that's her third. And then the Chargers instantly throw it away. Can't even look up for making the mark on my sheet before the Chargers threw that inbound pass away. That is 20 turnovers in the game by Horton. They're only down six. That is so many possessions given up. Both these teams have struggled with offense, but both teams are very good defensively, so it certainly is a mix. Right now, one of the officials at the scores table, a little stoppage of play here, not sure what the issue is. Chargers coach Gary Sorensen getting some kind of confirmation what that was about. Either way, Cyclones with it. Back to it. 1:47, clock moving third quarter. 29-23, the Riverside lead. Here is Whistler in the corner. She'll fire and left it short on a triple. Nice box out and rebound there by Piper Chartier. Chartier into the front court. Waist side dribbles with the left hand. Now covers up. On the left wing, diving, shooting, getting one to go. Kara covers up, 13 to lead all scores. And it's a four-point game at 29-25. And a full timeout called by Craig Burns in Riverside. Cyclones seeing that lead slip away with 1:16 to go in the third. Cyclones by four. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Market President at Mega Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, right now, Riverside clinging to a four-point lead here late in the third quarter. Chargers on a little bit of a spurt here to get right back into this thing. It's 29-25. Out of the timeout, Cyclones the lead and the ball with 1:16 to go in the third quarter. Dumped right into Nyla Duncan, brings it into the front court, about two steps inside the midcourt line. Chargers sitting back in a 1-3-1 zone defense. Getting the play call, Ortega, now Griffin, Whistler in the post, working on covers up, shot blocked, good defense. Whistler fighting for her own rebound and gets it, and then tied up by covers up, and that'll give it back to Horton on the possession arrow. So a good job by covers up to avoid the foul. Foul trouble is an issue right now for Horton. Four fouls on Huffless and Keough. Three fouls each on covers up and Chartier. Shot up and good. That's Marlissa Banks, who got off the floor quickly, now with 10 in the game and a two-point lead. Just like that, it's 29-27. The run continues here for Horton with 35 seconds left in the quarter. See what the Chargers, or I should say the Cyclones, see what they do here. As Duncan drives, kicks it left, open three, Ortega, and then a foul on the rebound attempt. Backside of the miss. Let's see who they call it on. And they get JoJo Switch now with her second. And that's going to put Ella Whistler at the line to shoot two. Ella has missed five consecutive free throws all here in this quarter. And that one is good. It stops the run there. Whistler now with three in the game, makes it 30-27. 26 seconds left in this third period. Spins it, fires it, and spins it in there. Flush the toilet, so to speak. 4 points for Whistler, and it's a four-point lead. 31-27, 22 seconds. Here's Banks driving, bumps, and a foul on the floor. Just a third team foul against Riverside. They get it on Duncan, and that's just her first. So the Chargers have 20 seconds left here, down four. Get it to covers up at the elbow. Is going to attack the rack. Wild off-balance shot. Rebound Trinity Jackson. And now Duncan with it. 11 seconds left in the quarter. Just crossing midcourt at eight. Now six. Left side pass Griffin. 4 seconds. Duncan, right wing, just two. They don't see the clock. And a wasted possession there by the Cyclones. And that ends the third quarter of play with a four-point tilt here at Horton. Girls contest after three. Chargers trailing the Cyclones 31-27. Fourth quarter action after a timeout here on KNZA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help you. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game coming down the home stretch. Fourth quarter action here on KNZA. Cyclones of Riverside leading 31-27 here at Horton. Here we go. Fourth quarter is underway. Chargers outscored the Cyclones 13-10 in quarter number three. Here's Duncan, right side in the corner. They dump it down to Whistler on the block. It's underneath the bucket, dribbles all the way out to the near side corner. Now the wing. Here is Ortega up top. Jackson, Al Griffin in the corner. Jackson on a cut, finds the hands of Whistler. Pass tipped, still tipped. Able to get it back to Duncan. Into the corner. Jackson a three. It is good. Trinity Jackson, how about it? Third triple and 9 points for the 5'5 junior. That makes it 34-27. Good start, 30 seconds in to this fourth quarter. First offensive possession here for the Chargers. Here's Banks, closed out by Duncan, two of the better guards in this league. And on a drive by Banks, they'll get Duncan a little hand check there and a foul. That'll be the second foul on Nyla Duncan. And the Chargers will throw it in. And the Chargers have two players with four fouls, that's Huffless and Keough. And both right now on the floor with still 7:10 to go in the game. Here is Keough on the drive. Kicks it to Banks. Lost it. Out of bounds. Turnover. Sixth turnover here in the half. 21 in the game for Horton. Head coach Gary Sorensen beside himself on that one. A minute into this fourth period. 34-27 Cyclones with the ball. Freshman and Griffin left side on the wing. Ortega, another freshman. Gets it up top to Duncan, the junior. Right side to the junior and Jackson. Back up top, Ortega. Closed out by Banks. A little handsy there, but Ortega got around it. Now Duncan, left side on the wing. Here's Whistler. Nice ball fake. Gets around, switch. Shot up, a lot of contact, no good. Able to get her own rebound, and then she's tied up inside. And the Chargers will have the possession on the tie-up. So Riverside wasting an opportunity on that possession. 6:35 left in the game, 34-27, road team. Here is Keough into the front court, down the middle from left to right. Now stops top of the key, right side pass, it goes to Huffless. Good position inside, but missing a bunny. Second chance up and good by Chartier. Offensive rebound and stick back and a quick timeout. Gets it back to within five. It's a full, so we'll follow suit. 6:23 left in the game. Riverside 34, Horton 29. We're back in 60 here on KNZA.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
6:23 left in our contest in the girls' game. It's been back and forth, a lot to dissect, but right now out of the timeout, Riverside with the possession and the lead, 34-29, as Duncan takes it all the way. Wild shot, nearly got it to go, but cleared away quickly by Huffless. Rebound numbers stacking up in favor of the Chargers, but the lone number that matters is the point department, and they're down five, and now turn it over again. Looking for Huffless on a cut inside. It was the right idea. The pass a little bit too strong. Seventh turnover of the second half, now 22 in the game. Now Riverside gets up the floor. They break the press. Here's Jackson. Layup, no good, but a foul, and that's Kansas Keough, and she is fouled out of the game. And she tried to adjust the body midair to avoid the contact, but there was enough contact to call the foul. She is out of the game, did not score, had four rebounds. And now it looks like Piper Chartier has a bloody nose. So you lose Keough, Now Chartier has to fix a bloody nose with 5:57 to go in the game, and Trinity Jackson's going to shoot two freebies here. Three threes and 9 points for the junior guard, Trinity Jackson, two of the three threes here in the second half. Trying to get into double figures. Not on that one. She left it short. If Riverside ends up losing this game, it'll be interesting to see how the free throw numbers turn out, because they have certainly missed more than they have made in that department. Another miss. That one 0 for 2. A fight for it. And they call another tie-up. And the possession arrow will keep it right here with the Cyclones. Only Whistler, physical inside, has been part of multiple tie-ups in this game. So despite two missed free throws there by Jackson, Cyclones still get the possession back, leading by 5 at 5:56 to go in the game. Here's Griffin to throw it in, and it's taken away. Good defense. Now it's on the floor. This is going to be another tie-up, and the possession this time is going to go to Horton. Boy, it was Piper Chartier guarding the inbounds pass, and they tried to go over the top, and she just jumped up and ripped that thing down, turned and went the other way, immediately lost it, and the scrum for it was quickly tied up, but the Chargers now with the possession on the tie-up. Chargers down 5 with the ball, trying to dump one inside, Chartier chasing it in the corner, and another tie-up, and it's going back to Riverside. Well, it appears neither team really wants the ball right now. Now the Cyclones getting it back, leading by 5, 5:43 to go in the game. Is that another tie-up? It is. Banks ties up Duncan immediately on the inbound pass, and it goes back to the Chargers. What is happening? Ebony Alvarez back into the game for Riverside. 4 consecutive tie-ups. I don't even think 5 seconds have run off the clock in that span. Here's JoJo Switch up top. Straight away 3, nearly banked in. Fighting for the rebound. Whistler got it and then is called for a travel. She hits the floor. There was some contact. The officiating has been up and down. They called a lot in the first half. It's been a lot more physical here in the second half with way less whistles than the first half. Whistler trying to steal the inbounds pass. Banks chasing it down in the corner. Curls in the lane. Difficult shot. Couldn't get it to go. Now chasing that one down in the corner. It's out of bounds. And it's going back to Riverside. 5:19 to go in the game. Still 34-29 Riverside. Riverside trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. But their average margin of defeat in those 4 games is just 5. So they have all been close. They get it up the floor. Here's a 3 on the way. Ebony Alvarez. A left corner 3. Her second triple tonight. She's got 8. And just like that, that is the lead for the Cyclones at 37-29. Back the other way. There's a missed shot. Second chance, no. Rebound to Whistler. And a foul on Piper Chartier, who then screamed at the official in disbelief. That's now 4 on Chartier. That was a quick one-and-done possession, as Whistler now has 11 rebounds in the game unofficially. Chargers show a little press here. Duncan launching it up the floor, near sideline to Alvarez, driving in, shooting through it, completely over the backboard. And that'll go back to the Chargers. 4:50 left in the game. Riverside 37, Horton 29. Chargers just 1 loss in league play entering tonight. Here's Switch, down low, shot up through contact. No, another chance by Chartier, missed. And they couldn't get the offensive rebound and stick back there. Now Riverside into the front court with Duncan with 4.5 to go. Here's Ortega looking for an entry pass inside. They bounce it into Whistler, quickly doubled, spinning, trying to find somebody into the corner. Ortega, a 3, left it short. And Switch boxing out and is able to actually pick it up before it went out of bounds. Here is covers up. Backside pass, beautifully done, but another missed bunny. It was missed by Hutzlitz in the rebound for Duncan. Duncan all the way, layup no, but a foul. Let's see if they call it on the floor if it's shooting 2. It should be on the floor. This ain't the NBA. Oh, that's big. Piper Chartier joining the bench with Kansas Keough. She is fouled out of the game. That is a big-time loss for the Chargers. Still 4:02 left in the game. Cutbliss also out there with currently four fouls. We're actually, yep, she is out there. And now Riverside turning it over on the inbounds pass. They try to get it up the floor. Bounce pass to Switch. Underneath. Shot up. Good. And the foul. JoJo Switch. The biggest 2 points for her tonight because it's her only 2 points to this point. Gets it back to a six-point game at 3:51 to go. She'll have a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. The foul was on Whistler, her third, and team foul number two in the quarter. Junior Switch, 2 points to go along with six rebounds, and she got the free throw to go. Makes it a five-point game, 37-32 Riverside, 3:45 to go. Whistler, right elbow, turning, facing, looking, guarded heavily by Hutchless, who has four fouls. She's got to be careful, got to be careful. She's hounding, hounding. Is it going to be a jump ball? It is. Boy, Hutchless getting aggressive with four fouls, but causing a tie-up there. Possession's going to keep it with Riverside at 3:36 to go. Five-point Cyclones lead, 37-32. Trying to throw it in. Lazy pass. Take it away. A turnover on the inbound pass. Disastrous there for the Cyclones. Here's Banks trying to get it into the front court. Finally crossing it up. Has numbers driving, shooting through contact. No good. That's a difficult shot. Rebound Whistler. Whistler gobbling up the glass here tonight. 3:15 left in the game. Cyclones by five with the ball. Boy, Duncan wanted to shoot the three. And Banks aggressive there on the perimeter. It's called for her third foul. Final foul to give for the Chargers. Final 3:10. Cyclones are going to be in the bonus. Now Gary Sorensen wants a timeout. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 3:10 to go in our girls' contest. Cyclones 37, Chargers 32. Back in a tight 60 here on KNZA.
Make plans to attend a crop meeting sponsored by Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, February 20th, 6 p.m. at the main event in Sabetha. Chip Redmond, meteorologist from KSU, will be on hand to discuss weather and climate data. At K-State, Chip manages the Mesonet weather station for the Department of Agronomy. Call Roy at Kansas Insurance to reserve your spot, 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, our girls' contest, it's been a wild one to say the least. And right now, just 3:10 to go in the game. Cyclones 37, Chargers 32. Riverside with the ball, Whistler inside. That should be a tie-up. It is. Great defense by Covers Up, forcing a turnover on the Cyclones. Whistler a little bit slow to get up there. She has been battling in the paint all night. The Chargers get the stop out of the timeout. Down five, 3:06 to go. Now the Cyclones showing a little bit of pressure here in the full court. Banks with the basketball. On the dribble low, guarded by Duncan. Spinning into the front court, going back to her left. Gets it off to Hutchless. A three on the way. Nearly banked it in, no good. Covers up, got the rebound, had it knocked away. And a foul on Whistler on the floor, which is going to be her fourth. Third team foul against the Cyclones, and now Covers Up is a little banged up down low. This has been a physical game. She's got a little limp to her walk and should be on the floor. It is. The Chargers will throw it in underneath. Under 3 minutes to go in the game. Right now the Cyclones clinging to a five-point lead at 37-32. Here's Hutchless to throw it in. She's had four fouls since the early portions of the second half, and she throws it away on the inbound. Two-on-one break. Whistler stops. She missed the layup, and then a foul on the Cyclones. Disastrous. Whistler beside herself. There was nobody around her on a wide-open layup. Well, let's see if that comes back to bite it. That was the final foul to give. It was against Jackson, her third. Goodness me. 37-32. Chargers down five with the ball. 2:40 to go. Banks driving and drawing a foul. She's going to shoot two. Whistler slammed the ball in frustration. And that's going to be her fifth foul. Boy, it's been a frustrating night for some. And that's a huge loss. Ella Whistler, the junior, only 4 points, but double-digit rebounds. And Marlissa Banks will have her first opportunity at the free throw line tonight to chip away at this five-point deficit. Let's see who Craig Burns puts in there for her. And it's going to be the freshman and Kennedy Griffin. Well, we've had three players foul out of the game, two for Horton, and now the first for Riverside. Banks at the line, 10 points, 3 rebounds, her first free throw good. She's got 11, and it's a 4-point game. 37-33, 2:38 left. The second, got them both. A one-possession game, it is 37-34, Cyclones. And they tried to force a tough shot up, but Griffin, a little turnaround, second chance, gets a third opportunity, and she's fouled. Back-to-back offensive rebounds for Kennedy Griffin, and she's going to go to the line to shoot two. Bobby Becker picks up the foul. That is her first. Surprisingly enough, we've had so many fouls in this game. These are big free throws for the freshman, and the first is good. 5 points to go along with five rebounds for the 5'8 freshman Kennedy Griffin, who got the start tonight. And her second is no good. She goes 1 for 2. And they're going to say it. Not sure what they called there. Wow, either way, no good. And it's a 4-point game at 2:22 to go. 38-34, Banks driving, lost the handle, skipped out of bounds, and it will be Riverside basketball. Chargers turn it over. So Banks tried to do a little bit too much there and tried to knife through the entire Riverside lineup to get a bucket. And for as physical and as many fouls been called in this game, she did not get one there. Here's Duncan into the front court, just over 2 minutes to go, and she traveled with it. Goodness me. Oh, another change of possession there, and 2:08 left in the game. Chargers are down four with the ball, and then Banks is called for a double dribble. Clear as day, what is happening? Well, I said it earlier, it appears that really nobody wants the ball right now. Yikes. 2:04 left in the game, 38-34 Cyclones. They have the ball. And then a quick foul is going against Huckless. She is fouled out of the game at 2:01 to go. And Trinity.
Now, freshman, first and fifth.
exactly what the deal is. Jackson is okay, but I'm not sure.
Thank you. Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter agents.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabetha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The answer is yes.
SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased now through February 28, 2025. Contact Berwick Co-op Oil for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply, and don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Proven durability, powered locally.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-008 to learn how today.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets satisfaction.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, back to it here on KNZA. Absolutely gutted about the technical difficulties over the last few minutes of our girls' contest. The Cyclones of Riverside able to hold on as they win here at Horton tonight, 47-39. It was a one-point difference between these two teams in the second half. It was 26-25 Riverside. So, again, that 7 points first half lead helping the cause, and it was a much even Stevens game in the second half. There was just a ton happening in the final few minutes, which included a fan being ejected with 9 seconds left in the game. There were 40 total fouls called. 3 players fouled out for the Chargers. 1 fouled out for Riverside. There was 52 combined turnovers, and there was also 77 combined rebounds between the teams. But again, Riverside getting just the second loss to the Chargers in league play, as again, they win it here 47-39. We got to step aside here in a minute or two, get you ready for the boys contest. But again, Riverside snapping a 4-game skid. They're now 5-8 and 4-4 in league play. And the Chargers, that's a big loss. They dropped to 8-5, now 6-2, and 2 games back at Troy in the league standing. Chargers got 17 points and 5 rebounds from Marlissa Banks, also 13 points and 7 rebounds from Kara Coversup. Leading scorers for the Cyclones, they got 9 in the game from Trinity Jackson and Kennedy Griffin, and they got 8 points to Pete from Ebony Alvarez and Nyla Duncan. Cyclones, again, 22 turnovers. They hit 7 threes, but were just 10 of 28 at the free throw line. So, again, they win it by 8, yet missed 18 free throws in the process. On the other side, the Chargers, 30 turnovers, including 10 alone in the fourth quarter. That really hurt their cause in trying to come back in this game. They had 38 rebounds, only 2 threes hit for them, but they were good from the line, but it didn't matter. 13 of 17 from the charity stripe again as the Chargers lose at home here to Riverside 47-39. Our player to bank on brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. You know what? I'm going to give it to the freshman Kennedy Griffin, who got the start tonight, has really worked her way into the lineup and had some crucial buckets and rebounds down the stretch. And a freshman in this environment, in this kind of a game, 9 big points, 7 of which in the second half, 5 rebounds as well for Riverside leading the charge. Our player to bank on brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. All right, so we're going to finally step aside. Again, apologize for the difficulties down the stretch, but we are back up and running. Crucial boys game in the Northeast Kansas League between Horton and Riverside. So we'll get it back to Ray Penning in studio for about 8-ish minutes or so, and then we'll come back and get you set for the boys' contest. Again, the Riverside girls winning game 1, 47-39, a tight timeout. Back in about 8 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Keeping you in